You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome in again, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Kerry Muscat. And, Kerry, it's Monday. And it's Monday, June 8th, which means that the draft is later tonight. I'm just kind of curious. You know, sometimes, depending on teams' statuses, you know, we'll see folks focusing on the draft for months. And, you know, for other teams, it just is part of the summer patterns. Cubs have been such a delight on the field this year. Has there been a whole lot of buzz about the draft, or is this just something now we're going to go ahead and do tonight?
Well, I don't think there's been as much buzz as there was the last 3 years, only because the Cubs are now picking ninth as opposed to picking in the top four, which they were doing because of their poor records. The Cubs front office, I know Theo Epstein has been out himself doing a lot of he likes to go and watch the players themselves. They've got a huge scouting department, and they've been, from what I understand, they were holed up together in Chicago, you know, going over their notes and, you know, making sure they'd talk to everyone from the little league coaches to the elementary school teachers, just to make sure they do good background checks on all the players. They're going to, you know, they give us the standard cliche answer. They're looking for the best player available. Ooh. And the trend, you know, what the way the team is performing on the field really doesn't affect who they're going to draft. I mean, teams don't draft for need. They draft in terms of who's available. So the Cubs right now, in the past 3 years with Theo at the helm, they've taken position players, and then they stock up on pitchers. I think I went back, and of their 33 top picks over the last 3 years, 28 of them were pitchers. So it just shows you that's, yes, they're loading up on pitchers, but they prefer to take whatever that best player was, and their first-round pick was more a position player. So they picked up, you know, Chris Bryant and last year with Kyle Schwarber. So it's so far those two kids have all three kids that they've picked with Al Morey, they've all done very well.
Yeah. And go back to 2011, Javier Baez, another one. And of course,
well, that was before Theo came in.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But you know, Javi, the latest news on Javi, unfortunately, Javi really was doing well this year. He's had just a really difficult year for a young man. You know, he lost his sister, 21-year-old sister, who had been dealing with spina bifida. He lost her in April, came back to the AAA team, was getting back on track. He'd been moved over to third base to get a little experience there. He was batting .314, and I guess on Sunday slid into second base and suffered a fracture of one of his fingers. And so now he's going to be out minimum of 4 weeks, 4 to 8 weeks, which is really, it's just really bad timing because he was really swinging the bat well, getting on base, coming up with multiple homer games. And from talking to people who had seen him and talked to him, he was in a really good frame of mind. So it's a sad setback, but knowing Javi, he'll bounce back from this okay.
Yeah, what a frustrating year, though, like you're saying,
yeah.
Whether it be, you know, the off-the-field issues he's dealing with family, or, you know, it's getting crowded in Chicago, too, with such great talent at his position. And we even see Addison Russell this last week playing a little bit of shortstop as well. So,
right.
I mean,
yeah,
it's just...
Addison Russell, any time Addison Russell gets a chance, although I have to admit, Addison Russell at second base has been pretty good. Sorry, there's a tractor behind me. Anytime Addison Russell at second base has been good, but watching Addison Russell at shortstop is even better because you can tell it's just his natural position and the way he's just how fluid he is over there and how comfortable he is. But I do like seeing Addison at short every once in a while. I guess he gave Starlin Castro a rare day off. I'm sure Joe Maddon had to do some convincing because Castro had told us that he wanted to play every single game. So the fact that he did not play one game and actually gave it up for a day is quite a feat.
Yeah, and probably more pressure too with guys like Russell breathing down his neck. I mean, Castro's.
I think Castro doesn't. We've talked about that, especially when Baez was up last year, and it really didn't seem to faze Starlin too much. You know, his thinking was, you know, I do my job, and you know, Javi will play wherever Javi's going to play, and now Russell will play wherever Russell's going to play.
Yeah, well, I think that takes a lot of strength to keep that mentality. Hey, speaking of the mental games, Carrie, what's going on in this bullpen? You know, it seems like everybody's always very leery about messing around with closers, and now the Cubs, all of a sudden, 3 wins in that series in Washington, and they have 3 closers.
Yeah, Hector Rendon, I think, is going through a phase where he's just lost a little bit of confidence in some of his pitches. And what I like seeing in Sunday's game was the TV cameras caught Miguel Montero and Rendon talking in the dugout for an extended amount of time, just really one-on-one, pretty intense. And you could tell it was Montero doing most of the talking, which anybody who knows Montero figures that's the way it's going to be. But Rendon, I think, is just he's trying to get a better command, get his confidence back. And they used him in the 8th inning in the last game of the series against the Nationals, which I think was probably a good way to ease him in. He had a good inning, and let's build from there. The nice thing is they have a guy like Jason Mott, who has been coming back from reconstructive surgery on his elbow, and you see him come out, and he's throwing 97, 98, and pick up a save and look like the old Jason Mott. So that's actually very encouraging for the Cubs to think that they've got that kind of backup. And Pedro Strop, I've always thought, could maybe do the job, but he seems to like being the setup. Some pitchers kind of like being the setup guy better, and I think Strop is one of those guys.
Yeah, well, whatever's working right now has certainly been effective for the Cubs, and that's good news. They get a nice day off on Monday and then to Detroit for a couple. And then they'll come home, and for the first time in what seems like forever, they're going to have fans in the right field bleachers. It's like the third iteration of Wrigley Field this year.
It does seem like it's been forever, too. It'll be nice to have the bleachers full. It'll be nice to have it'll be nice to see people out there as opposed to the workers. As much as the workers, nice guys, I'm sure, but it will be very pleasant to have it back to semi-normal, you know, with everybody out there. So the right field bleachers should open for the Cubs' next homestand, which is against the Reds, I believe, and I'm sure the outfielders will appreciate that, the fact that they'll, you know, have folks out there and they'll have just kind of things back to normal.
Yeah, it'll create, you know, add that energy to that ballpark too, which is such a special place. Well, in the interim, Terry, tonight, the big draft, I just want you to have your eyes wide and be on the lookout for that best athlete available. I think that's the guy.
I keep hearing little stories about players, so I'm really kind of curious to see which direction they go. They do seem to like the college kids, but I know that because they're – and the other thing that they've talked about is that, you know, that they hope they never pick this high again, which is kind of an interesting approach. You know, it's like we don't want to pick in the top 10 anymore. We want to be picking, you know, later in the round. So that's kind of the Cubs, I'm sure, want to make the most of this, and we'll see what happens.
That's the right mentality, though. I love that. I love it. All right, Kerry, as always, this week, thanks for dodging the tractors and giving us the insight.
Sorry about
it's always fun. We'll do it again next week.
All right, very good. Thanks, Dave.
All right, Kerry Muscat, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.